Live.
From the Queen City studio.
Oh my God!
With the Deacon.
Live.
Right now.
Ready?
Yes.
Welcome back, guys. On today's show, can the death of your animal cost you millions or get you thrown behind bars? Did I bring my child with me to get cigarettes? And what app gives you the most money for your free time? The answer to these questions and more right here on Deacon Live. Give us a call at any time at 407-448-8800. Text us live in the Queen City studio at that same number. And become a member of the show through the Patreon. That's patreon.com/Deacon Live. And you can follow us on all our social networks through profitradio.com. Find all our Facebook pages, our Instagrams, all our YouTube channel and all that stuff. So how are you? Oh my God. Oh my God. And what we start the day with is a big stretch, hands above your head, big breathe in, breathe big out. Oh my God. I would like to start by apologizing. I was going to do a podcast yesterday, and I came up here to the studio, the Queen City studio. I had everything all set up, and for those of you who are just catching up with the Deacon Live podcast, the studio that we have here, the Queen City studio, is about 800 square feet. It's 20 feet wide, about 40 feet long, and that equals 800 square feet. And we have a fully functioning, it's a finished studio. You know, we have plugs in the wall. We have headphone jacks all the way down the wall every about 5 to 6 feet. We can have live bands in here. There's places for XLR cables. Nobody uses those anymore, Deacon. Quarter-inch jacks all the way through the whole entire place. So you can sit and we can plug in at any time. So it's a fully functioning studio. I've got two huge mixing boards here. I've got a 16-channel mixing board to my left-hand side, and this one is a 12-channel mixing board to my right-hand side, and that handles the backside of the studio. And the 16-channel over here is an analog mixer, which handles the front half of the studio. So at any given time, I could potentially have, 16 channels and 12. I mean, that's almost 30. That's almost 30 microphones I could have hooked up in this thing. So with that being said, there's a lot of stuff running at any given time here at the station. And it's fully insulated. And it has AC. Well, had AC and heat. And when we went to the Yellowstone National Park a couple podcasts ago, when I came back, I guess it took a dump. It took a dump. I say it took a dump. We had the AC looked at, and they said that it's an old school, like the Holiday Inn, through the wall AC unit. You know, you stayed in a hotel or motel where you got the outside unit as you're walking by, and it's leaking on the sidewalk as you're walking by it, but yet the unit's on the inside. And we had one of those here in the studio. And now we're on the second floor, so it did leak out, and it did leak down below. And I got some really nice, lush plants that grow underneath the drainage or the runoff from the AC unit. But it took a dump, and it was from 1999, I found out. And the way I found out is because I called the AC guy to come look at it. It wasn't blowing cold air anymore. Well, it's still not blowing cold air. It is gone. I pulled it out, and now there's an empty gap hole that I can actually look out the back of the studio here, and I can look out into our... our French, I can see the grass, I can see there's a car parked over there, and sometimes the kids will run across the neighborhood, the neighborhood kids will run across them. Not that it's a neighborhood, but they run and play between all the properties and stuff here. So now I've got this big hole in the wall that's kind of, how would I describe it? About 4 foot wide by about maybe 18 inches tall, and it still has the louver vent cover on the outside that sticks out about a foot, so that's still there. But the actual guts and stuff, I pulled it out, put it down by the curb. Someone took it, but it's still hot. It's still hot here in the studios, and one of the goals that I have on the Patreon membership page is to get a new AC unit in here. We're looking at one of those Mr. Slims. You can get them online. If you're not familiar with Mr. Slim, Mitsubishi makes it. There's a couple other knockoff brands and stuff. But what it is, you don't need anyone to install it. It all comes pre-assembled. Now, I don't know if it does heat or anything, but there's an inside unit that you mount to the wall. It's slim. It's really, really thin. And it's got those vents that, you know, they go up and they go down automatically. They go up, they kind of, you know, vent up, and they vent down to cool the room. And you just drill a 3-inch hole through the wall, and you run the cables down to the handler outside, just like the handler you would have for your regular AC unit. But it's small, it's thinner, it's more compact. It looks like a briefcase almost, like a large briefcase. It's got a handler and stuff, and you mount that down there. And there's no Freon connections, there's nothing. All you do is, you know, connect one to this, and it's 110. You plug it in the wall, boom. So hopefully, in the next couple days or so, with your support through Patreon.com/DeaconLive, we can get that. But, you know, what do you get for your Patreon subscription? Believe me, I've got numerous behind-the-scenes episodes, video clips, stuff. The main thing is, the stuff that we talk about here on Deacon Live, you can go to Patreon. It's $1 a month. And all you do, and you just PayPal, everything's, you know, secure. I don't see anything. I don't see credit card numbers. Believe me, I don't see anything. It all goes to a PayPal account handled through Patreon. And there's, like, if I say, you're listening to the podcast and I say something about, oh, look at the picture of, you know, when I cut my finger off, I'll post the picture on the Patreon section, not the Facebook page or anything like that. But I'll post it on Patreon that I cut my finger off, or a video that we took or something that happened to us while I'm talking about it during the podcast. You get the behind the scenes stuff, kind of like you lift the curtain back and you can see what goes on here at Deacon Live. And that's through the Patreon membership. So that's it. I just wanted to explain that to you. So if you here, there is a small little box fan, one of those cheap Walmart $15 box fans sitting in here, and I've got it on low, and I've got the studio door open, so if you hear my wife yell at me from down outside the studio, she's gonna, you might hear her. So how are you guys doing? I made it through puberty on that one. So we made it. We're halfway through the year. Halfway through the year already. Well, I guess I should take my Christmas lights down. Or should I just leave them up? I'll just leave them up. You know what? You know, we're so far back in the woods that no one will see them anyway. So, and they're LEDs, so they kind of match the motif of the house. You know, little light bulbs and little things that you have. But we're halfway through the year. And so here comes the heat. Here comes the hot season. And one of the things that I know, being a Florida native or Florida resident, is they are one of the biggest things. I mean, and when you hear hot and you hear, you know, your car's getting hot and the temperature outside is getting hot, and, you know, you could fry an egg on the dashboard, and, you know, you see all the news reports, you know, crack an egg on the dashboard, and someone goes, who the hell's going to clean that shit up? Or crack an egg on the sidewalk, or just the, you know, the token stuff that they do when it's hot outside. Well, one of the things that they're doing now, you know, they say in Florida, I don't know if you know this or not, but in Florida, it is literally illegal to, hot or cold, it doesn't matter what temperature it is in Florida, it is illegal to leave your dog, animal, whatever the case may be, in the car at any given time if you are not in the car. So, for example, you know, you take Fido up to the store because you're going to run inside the store and get a gallon of milk and you're going to run right back out. As soon as you close that door and that dog's in the car, it is illegal to leave that dog in the car. And you'll get a citation. You know, the cop says it's a big mess and you don't want to go through all that. But people in Florida, and there are many, many news stories about this, where people in Florida take it to the next level. I mean, it's almost like they're sitting in the parking lot, like at the local Publix. Now, nothing against Publix. Publix is a great place to shop. I don't love their pub subs. I know, I'm going to get it. Email me, deacon@profitradio.com, your gripes and complaints about the pub subs. I don't get the pub subs. Their bread sucks. You can have the best meat in the world, but their bread sucks. So, but shopping centers, grocery stores, that's where you see a lot of the animals being left inside. Even if you're leaving the car running, you know, you never know if the car is going to stall or it's going to cut out on them. But you're not allowed to leave dogs or any kind of animal. And I think there's a group of people that sit there and wait in parking lots because you know what they want to do? They almost want to shame you. Like, yeah, we threw the red paint on the fur of the person wearing the mink coat. They want to go up to your car and smash the window out. I'm the champ. I freed the dog. I freed the dog that was dying in the car. Dying in the car. I just went in for a second to get the newspaper and come back out. There's no reason to break my window. You could have come inside and found me. Sir, you left your dog in the car. It's illegal. No, there's a group of people that go out there and they will literally, they walk around with being facetious here, but they're walking around with a 5-pound mallet and they're waiting, waiting for someone to shut the door. And as soon as they walk through those the doors, the sliding doors at Publix or wherever, shopping mall, they run up to that car and they smash that window out, and they videotape. We freed the dog. We freed the dog. Well, now it is completely illegal. Well, it has been in Florida, and they consider it abuse. They consider animal abuse. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about, there's a couple things that modern technology has done and modern technology has helped with. This story is going to branch off, because if I lost my animal, I could lose my paycheck, or I could be thrown in jail. And I'll get more into that in here in just 1 sec. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
Now it's time for Lessons Learned with
Jason.
Jesus Christ, Jay.
Howell.
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin.
Jason Howell.
All right. Are you live?
Huh?
So what do you have? You have the bird flu?
Yeah, I had two pigeons fly in my room in the Bahamas. Had a door open.
What?
Yeah, they just flew on in. They were checking out the room. Of course, they tried to get out, and they didn't. They're stupid. Started. I'm not quite sure.
But you don't get bird flu from birds, do you?
I don't know. You get from swine, don't you?
No, I think you get the bird flu from just being in those god-awful airplanes that go down to... You were in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I think that the people that go to the Bahamas and people coming back from the Bahamas aren't that sanitary, so.
407-448-8800.
Scrolling past the duck lip on Facebook, you're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live. Give us a call here at the station at 407-448-8800. Text us live at that same number here at the Queen City Studio, located just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, and one of the things, we broadcast live every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. We do a live broadcast. And then this show is, of course, recorded, and it replays on your podcatchers and whatnot. So make sure you subscribe to us. Just click the little button down at the bottom. Subscribe. We'd appreciate it. If you want to do a review, great. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Doesn't matter. Reviews a review. Tell us if we're doing good or tell us if we're doing bad. Here's the thing is, if you want to contact me directly outside of the Deacon Live email address, deacon@prophetradio.com, and you want to physically hear yourself on the radio or hear yourself on the podcast, and you want to ask me a physical question with inflection and, you know, I feel passionate about this, Deacon, or I don't feel passionate about it, and this is where, or you just want to check in, hey, man, everyone from Utah's loving you out here. On the Prophet Radio website, at the very bottom of the page, is a little blue bar, kind of follows you around as you scroll through the page. It says, Be Heard. All you got to do is click on that. It opens up a microphone. You have to allow your computer program to access the mic. It'll only do it one time, only time that you click it. That's the only time it'll access your microphone. You're going to be listening to me while I'm farting and doing stuff? No, I'm not listening to anything. Believe me, I don't have enough technology here to sit here and listen to all 30,000 of you at any given time. But if you want to leave a message and it comes right to my my email address, it opens up as a little like MP3. I open it up, I listen to it, and I go, you know what, that sounds good. I'll put it on the podcast. But it's called Be Heard. Click on that little blue bar, opens up a microphone, you talk directly into your phone, into your laptop, wherever, and say, you know, hey Deacon this, hey Deacon that, whatever the case may be. That's the case there. You know what I'm excited about? I've been watching a little bit of Netflix. We're getting in kind of like a stagnant, I don't know what it is. It's just kind of stagnant right now. There's nothing really big coming out. I think everyone's waiting for Stranger Things to come out. So everyone's kind of hanging out, waiting for that. Game of Thrones just wrapped up, and I'm one of the 1% of the people who've never seen one episode of Game of Thrones. What are you talking about? And I know. Here come the text messages and the emails. Oh, excuse me. But yeah, I mean, so we're in kind of like a little stagnant period. Well, guess what? Guess what's coming to Netflix? And all you Gen X people out there, I know, I'm excited. It's this right here. Let me see if I can pull this up.
All thrive.
darkening corrupts everything it touches.
This is an old Jim Henson movie that came out many, many years ago. That's your little hint.
What is the darkening?
Behold.
Netflix original series. August 30th.
I see many endings lay before us. Some good, most bad.
And the journey begins as darkness rises.
What have the Skeksis done? Tell no one.
Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal. Only on Netflix. Comes August 30th. It's the upcoming prequel of the classic 1982 fantasy movie, The Dark Crystal. The series has been in the works for the last couple years and has finally hit Netflix. And that's the best place I think this type of movie would survive. It's Netflix. You know, you put that in a movie theater, you are not going to hit. There's a certain audience that understands the Dark Crystal and the Jim Henson characters. You know, Fizzgig. And I forget what they're called, the long rabbits with the big, like they were walking on stilts and stuff. It was an amazing movie for the time in 1982. Jim Henson did a great job with that movie, but now August 30th, this is the prequel of actually what happened. How did the Dark Crystal crack? It tells the whole story of all that stuff. Are you excited? I'm excited. I'm really excited about it because that's kind of like my childhood. The Dark Crystal, I mean, I would watch that thing. And it's funny because I watched it one time with my mom. I went over to my mom and dad's house. I think it was like Mother's Day or something. And it just so happened to be on like HBO. And I watched it. And, you know, it's cool when you watch a 1982 movie and it brings back memories from your childhood. And then you watch it like in 2007 or 2008. And it just, you look at it and you're like, it just doesn't really hold up. But yet the nostalgic is there. You just kind of go with it. But here, I mean, of course, technology has caught up with movie making. And now the new Dark Crystal, the prequel, tells you what happens with the Dark Crystal and the evil Skeksis and the oh god, what's the good people's name? I don't know. I forget the good people's name, but they're cool. They all come together and they roam. So the Dark Crystal prequel is coming out on Netflix August 30th. Stick around. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a death that happened that cost someone a bunch of money. And I don't know if you've heard about this or not or realize how much money this animal was making this person. But you'd be amazed. I wonder what this person is going to do now. Stick around. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
Profit Radio.
Are you receiving me? Over.
Why don't you get us a couple more beers, Manuel? Instead of sitting up here talking shit like a bitch. I took you from your country.
Did he want to be taken
from his country? I took you from your... Excuse me?
Did he want to be taken from his country?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's good. Way to go. Way to keep him prisoner here locked up in our...
He's not a prisoner. He's watching Netflix.
No, he's watching Nutfucks.
Big Pricks.
Call 407.
Big Pricks.
448-8800.
That is awesome.
I think I have to take a break right now because of my hormones.
Okay. We're going to...
Everybody's out for the money, running around. Talk about yourself all the time, getting me down.
Think you're listening to Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Gotta get ahead, turn my back, leave me behind.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. Make sure you ask Alexa to search for Deacon Live podcast and see what she says. I'd be surprised. Well, I say I'd be surprised. She'll pull us up anywhere. She'll pull us up on all the platforms that you can find Deacon Live. So just say, hey, Alexa, play Deacon Live podcast. And you should see a whole bunch of stuff that'll happen there. Give us a call here at the station at 407-448-8800. Make sure you follow us on all our social networks through the ProfitRadio.com website. And make sure you become a member of the show for all the behind-the-scenes stuff, the lift behind the curtain at Patreon / Deacon Live. So we, with the world of internet and the world of memes. Now, if you don't know what a meme is, basically it is, they take a picture of something and they go, the guy who, the most interesting man in the world. And it's, you know, Dos Equis guy. He's leaning on the thing and, you know, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's, but they've taken the words out and they just put, you know, a title or words or something, like a funny slogan, or I don't always punch people, but when I do, they're idiots. So that's what the memes are. And there's a ton of memes out there, and there's a ton of people who, you know, everyone wants to take credit for, oh, I created that one, I want to be the funniest guy in the room, I created the joke. You know, I could take a picture of my dog, my cat, my cousin, whatever, or a clip from a movie, you know, put a funny phrase behind it, and then hopefully it'll go out there and I'll have viral success and all the internet bucks that you can physically get. Well, there's one person that actually made a lot of internet bucks, made over anywhere from $1 to $100 million based on a meme. And when I say a meme, are you guys familiar with Grumpy Cat? Now, Grumpy Cat, if you've ever seen her, she's that cat. It's almost like the Siamese color. It's got the black mask on with the white nose, and the cat looks like an old disgruntled lady or old disgruntled man. Now, the cat's actual name is Tartar Sauce, and the cat was born April 4th, 2012, and she's got a deformity where it's feline dwarfism and an underbite, so it gives her that grumpy-looking face. Now, Tabitha Bundesen, I don't know how to pronounce that. A young lady by the name of Tabitha, it was her cat, and her brother Brian Bundesen took the picture and put the picture on Reddit of her cat. Oh my God, your cat's so cute and stuff. I'm going to take a picture and we'll put it on Reddit. And, well, it went viral. Went viral, went all over the place. You know, the grumpy cat, grumpy cat, grumpy cat. Now, what you don't know is Tabitha was working at Red Lobster and was getting all this, you know, can we take a picture with your cat? Can we do all this stuff with your cat? So she left Red Lobster and got an agent, literally got an agent, and started being a meme. She, hold on, let me read here. So she actually the Grumpy Cat starred in Friskies commercials, General Mills Honey Nut Cheerios commercials, and has all the rights to the Grumpy Cat's image. This young lady by the name of Tabitha owns all the rights and anything that it's kind of like Walt Disney World and Mickey Mouse. If you put Mickey Mouse on, let's say you got a bowling league and you got a Mickey Mouse shirt and you see, you know, where the rolling mice's or whatever the case may be, you know, if you use the Disney logo, they want to press charges or do anything, you know, cease and desist, they can come at you. Well, anyone who uses the Grumpy Cat face outside for licensing, if you want to sell that's why at the fair, they've got all those knockoff looking Mickey Mouse's ears are not quite the same ratio as the face, or the Stewie Griffin from Family Guy, the head is not really the football shape it should be. It's kind of like a rugby size football rather than, you know, regulation American football shaped head. And same thing with Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat, she locked it in, and she was making almost $100 million a year on this cat. Now, unfortunately, here's the bad news. I know, I'll bring you up and then I punch you right down. This past May 2019, Grumpy Cat passed away. I know, no more Grumpy Cat, no more. Now, I'm sure just like Elvis is estate, still makes money. I'm sure hopefully Tabitha has done her due diligence as far as making Grumpy Cat a staple in our economy, in the internet, and has the rights to everything still. Of course she does. But Grumpy Cat, there will be no more new memes, new poses, new faces or anything. And the weirdest thing is she died from a urinary tract infection, which I thought for the most part, I mean, Christ, I know millions of, I say, I don't know millions of people. I know, well, I know there's a million people on this planet, at least 2 million. But, you know, I know hundreds of people that have gotten a urinary tract infection. They've never died from it. I mean, what's the difference between a cat? I understand there's problems involved with an animal or feline or canine that have a urinary tract infection, but you wouldn't think it would cause death. It's just a bacterial buildup or something. Look at me, Dr. Deacon here. Dr. Deacon. Oh, so, I mean, yeah, she passed away. Just like that. No notice, no nothing. No more grumpy cat. No more grumpy cat. She has passed away. And hopefully her owner is doing well. I hope she socked away some of that $100 million somewhere. Jesus, $100 million. $100 million. Just because your cat has an underbite. What would I do? What would you do? And everyone's on the search for the next grumpy cat or the next, you know, animal face that does something crazy. Now, something that is crazy, I can't believe people, there's a certain type of people that do this. I'm glad that finally the government's stepping in to do something about it, and that's animal abuse. I'm not going to bring up any horror stories or anything like that, but I'm going to tell you what the actual federal government is getting ready to do, and you guys should be proud of our government right now just for this, if not for anything, just for this small little task that it took them to figure this out. Unfortunately, it took us this long to figure it out. But because of the internet, it's more widespread. So stick around. I'm going to tell you about that here in just one sec. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
And now...
What that bitch do now?
Nothing but macho talk for macho guys.
Hello.
Yes, hi. May I speak to the person in charge or the owner?
That'd be me.
Oh, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing, sir?
Ma'am. This is a lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, if I was any better, I'd be a set of twins. I'm calling. I'm the project manager out here at Twin Valley Golf.
Twin Valley? That's over in Sarasota, isn't it?
No. That's in Wadesboro.
Wadesboro. County?
No. Wadesboro, North Carolina. It's at, on... Country Club Road, you know where that is?
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with that. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Well, I was calling because we're doing something over here I thought you may be interested in.
What's that?
Are you familiar with playing golf at all?
I've read about it in a magazine on a flight going to Phoenix somewhere, but I have never played.
Okay, that's okay. Well, the scorecards is basically going to have your overhead view of the tee to the green and, you know, all the hazards and all that.
They keep scoring that game?
No, it's a scorecard.
Oh, but they keep scoring golf?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. I thought it was the first one to the end, and that was it. That's how you win.
That is so cute.
Isn't that what they do? Isn't it like a race to get to the end, the last hole?
No, well, see, you have some courses have 18 holes, some have 27. Yeah, you want to get to the end.
As quickly as possible, right? Like an hour. Like the record time for getting to 18 holes is, you know, 3 hours and 2 minutes. Boom! I won!
Is that really the record? Or are you just making
it? I have no idea. I thought that's the way golf was played. They race to the last hole. Like everyone hits the ball off the first tee and they go.
You basically want to get the ball in the hole.
Well, yeah.
It's a lot more complicated than that. But the point is, on those scorecards, you know, they have all the information when they have the golfer's attention. The reason why I'm calling you is to let you know that this is an excellent way to give yourself an extra edge on your competition. And we would love to be the go-to spot for our golfers.
I'm ahead of the game. Yeah! Woo! I'm going to the 18th hole, baby. I'm going to win.
Are you all booked up? Because we have a lot of...
Oh,
golfers.
Jesus Christ, am I ever.
Now, what's your name? I didn't get your name.
Malcolm.
Malcolm. Now, the golfers out here need you.
They need me? What do they need me for? You want me to play?
We don't want you to play golf. We want you to have your ad out there on the golf course.
Well, you can put it on there if you want.
Well, you have to pay for it.
Well, I don't want to pay for it. You called me and asked me if I want to put my... Yeah, go ahead and put my name on. I'm not paying for that. That's silly.
407-448-8800.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. Give us a call at the station at any time at 407-448-8800. And I say that anytime, literally anytime here at the station. The station lines are always open. There's always someone behind it. Normally it's me. I get the phone calls go to the studio and then to my personal cell phone. And you can get a hold of me anytime. Just call 407-448-8800. And don't forget to be a member of the Patreon section of Deacon Live. That's patreon.com/DeaconLive. And you can help us achieve, there's a lot of goals out there. Just a little as a dollar a month. And you know what you get for a dollar a month? You get a peek behind the curtain here at what happens here at Deacon. all the stories we talk about, all the videos that we play here, those are all posted. And also, it helps us here at the station to fulfill or continue to do what we do here. Now, the AC went out. We're running on a little box fan, keeping the station cool. And one of the other things that we do here at Deacon Live is a toll-free number. And that's that. I mean, that's down the list. To be a member of that, just click on Patreon on the Prophet Radio website, and it'll give you all the details from there. So we were talking about the government, and right now there are two representatives in Florida, and Florida has stepped up. Thank God for Florida. I know other states are doing this as well. I think they're getting on board. You can type this in your search engine, but I think basically every state right now has a state-level law based on this, which is animal cruelty. Now, because of the internet, unfortunately, the animal cruelty is being videotaped. It's being shown. People are doing stuff to animals that shouldn't, not just dogs, just any animal in general, should not be broadcast anywhere. That's not what the internet's for. You're a sick individual, in my opinion. I'm going to give you more details about what's going on with the new lawmakers in Florida and the bill that they're sponsoring.
Two Florida lawmakers are proposing a bipartisan bill that would make animal cruelty a felony across the country. Representatives Ted Deutsch and Vern Buchanan co-sponsored the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture, or PACT Act. Violators convicted under PACT could face fines and up to 7 years in prison. The bill excludes things like fishing and hunting. Currently, federal law bans the recording of animal torture, but there's no federal law to ban the actual torturing. The legislation has been introduced to Congress in the past, but has never gone to vote. But with a new Congress, supporters of the bill are trying again. Representative Deutsch says the bill is bipartisan, common sense policy that will protect our animals.
So there you go. They tried this bill before and it failed. And I'm assuming because now that the whole Congress has changed, you know, to lean a certain direction, that they're going to hopefully pass this bill. But I mean, for 7 years, and it's just amazing that this is even a misdemeanor at any point. So we're hoping that this bill passes, and when it does, it'll protect our animals and stuff. And here's one thing I want to bring up, and we'll get to the light and fluffy here. So hold on, Fluffy. If you see any videos on your Facebook feed or any of your Instagram feeds or whatever feed it is, if you go to the Prophet Radio website, that's Prophet Radio, Prophet Radio.com, there is a link for the Humane Society right there that allows you, you click on that, it takes you right to the webpage that allows you to report any of this abuse. You can stay anonymous, but you can report anything. So if you scroll through your, you know, instead of going through your Facebook feed and you see an animal being abused here, and you write the bad comment and you're like, this person should be found, this person should be, instead of writing the comment, click copy, go to our website, go to the Humane Society animal abuse report, and then click on that and then report them, and it's quicker that way, and that person will be taken care of. So there you go. Here on the Fringe, we've got numerous animals, and so we're lovers of animals here at Deacon Live. With that being said, I know, here we go, here comes the light waves of the take a deep breath. I know. It gets everyone messed up. It gets everyone upset about it. And I don't want you to get upset. We're all happy here. I just want you to be aware of that incident. Because I was reading the article and I was reading all the stuff. And I was like, argh! But we're trying to do our part. One thing at a time. And let's deal with it that way. So my wife and I, we watched. Are you guys Survivor fans? You know we are Survivor fans here at the Fringe. Here at Deacon Live, we love Survivor. And we just finished we watched it through. I know, here we go, breaking the law. We have the Cody stick, which allows us to watch, and I'm doing finger quotes again, allows us to watch this. You know, it's on the Cody stick. But we finished up the very last season, and what we do in the meantime, waiting for the new season to come around, is we watch old episodes or old seasons. Because, you know, I've known my wife for a very long time, but we didn't know each other during the first, let's say, 10 to 15 seasons, even 20. They do a season like every 6 months or something like that. So my wife and I have never been together watching the season. We didn't know each other. That's how, you know, humanity and mankind works. So we've never seen like the first 20 to 30, I don't know how many episodes. So we're watching them together for the first time. So now we're at season, actually, we just finished season 5. And here's the thing about season 5. 5. So season 5 was in Thailand, and I forget who won. I don't remember, but you can see the evolution of the Survivor show and the Survivor program, and they get a little bit more money so they can give away a little bit more stuff outside the $1 million. It's always been a flat $1 million depending on who won the whole thing. But now they're starting to give in or give little side project prizes away, like inside sponsorship. Like, here's the thing. So the one we were watching, the end prize was, you know, the $1 million, and Jeff Probst goes, not only do you get the million dollars, you also get this. I want you guys, I didn't know this was a prize at any given time.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
It's a vehicle, so.
Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
Introducing the all-new 270-horsepower Chevy Trailblazer.
Ooh.
The most powerful mid-size sport utility in the world.
Ooh.
It's one strong SUV. The new 2002 Chevy Trailblazer. Like a rock.
So where is this car now? Oops, let me stop that again. So where is this car now? I mean, it was the Chevy Trailblazer. Now, granted, here's what happened. Here's what I think happened. Now, you have, you know, you go to rental car places, and they always have a lot of one vehicle. At one time, it was the Chevy Lumina when it came out or got down to a certain size. Of course, like Hertz Rent-A-Car or Dollar Rent-A-Car will go out there and buy 30,000 vehicles, and they're all the Rent-A-Car ones. And then they only keep them for like 2 to 3 years, and then what do? They turn them around and they sell them to used car lots, or they you know, auction them off or whatever. So the whole market all of a sudden gets flooded with all these Chevy Luminas. You know, 1996, 97, they all got flooded. I think that's what happened with the Chevy Trailblazer. It was a new car, or a new kind of borderline crossover when the crossovers were coming through. Nobody knew that term at the time, but they didn't want, gas was a little getting a little high. I think we were just peaking, maybe getting close to the 250 mark at that time. Now 250 is nothing. I'd drive 50 miles to find a gasoline for 250. But so this vehicle was bought by all the rental car places. So when you rented a Trailblazer, again, all the rental car places bought 30,000 to 50,000 of these Trailblazers, and then when their time is up, they only keep them for a couple years. They flood the market. Here you go. Here's 30,000 of these things that have been battered and abused, and you know, four wheel racing and mud pushing and all the stuff. So the market got completely flooded with the Trailblazer. So I think that killed the market. So what replaces the Trailblazer? I don't know. They actually, when we were in Yellowstone, I found this out doing some research, that the Chevy Traverse, are you guys familiar with the Chevy Traverse? Man, we had that in Yellowstone when we rented it. Lots of room, lots of space. It was just me and my wife and I. Lots of space, a lot of gadgets and doohickeys. And one of the funniest things, and I'm going to put this up on Patreon, is we had the thing for a week. And we must have hit and touched and pushed every button on there. It's got the navigation system inside, which is great. All the cars, the new cars are having it now. Touchscreen, this, you know, automatic heated seats, cooling seats. We didn't have a sunroof. It didn't have any of the backseat stuff like the TVs or anything like that. It had its own AC or another air conditioner control back there. So we're driving around, and one of the things, like one of our last days, there was this one little button on the dash that I didn't hit, and my wife was driving at the time. She drives, I drive. It's like 50-50. Well, 40-60. I drive 40, she drives 60. Actually, I drive, well, I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to start. No matter, I always say to my wife, whether I'm sitting here or there, she's driving. Does it make sense? Come on, come on. Watch out up here, honey. There's a turn coming up here, and you want to take a look. And I appreciate that. I really do, because she's better than the navigation system sometimes. You know, she says, you're going to be turning right up here. And then all of a sudden, within 2 seconds, in 300 feet, turn right. See? Perfect. She beat the navigation system. Anyways, I'm sorry. Love you. But in this instance, she was driving the car, and I'm just kind of looking, you know, getting aware of everything around on the passenger side of things. And there's this one button. I hit the button, and the whole entire dashboard opened up, like literally, like robotically opened up. And I go, "What the hell is that?" And then I hit the button again, and it robotically closed again. I go, "Holy shit!" So I pulled out the camera to do a video, and I'm gonna post this on Patreon. I hit the button, the whole entire thing opened up. And there's this whole nother world that we had no, and this is like the last day before we turn in. I'm like, look, we've been fighting around with charging our phones and hooking in USBs and stuff. And there's a whole nother world behind this screen. And I'll post that on the Patreon site. It was kind of funny. Really, actually, it was quite hilarious. You know, you hit all these buttons, you think you get everything, and all of a sudden you find something else new. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what else these cars and the way technology has changed as far as cars and vehicles. It is now, I'm assuming, a necessity that vehicles are having or putting in place that we found on this Chevy Traverse. So stick around. We're not sponsored by Chevy yet. Wink, wink. Put us in contact with them. I'll talk good all about them. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. Stick around. I'll be right back.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes, so innocent and blue.
Can your radio station do this?
Hey, you want to get on the train here?
I got a little bit longer.
Profit Radio.
Profit Radio.
We were just kids who believed in nothing.
Don't like nothing. Internet radio.
I do not like internet radio.
Profit Radio.
Profit Radio.
Hopefully you can hear me, because I'm like on some weird toll road in the middle of BSE.
I'm very sorry we're having these bubble troubles. Please stand by.
407-448-8800.
Subscribe to Deacon Live wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Deacon Live, and please give us a nice review.
Down a dirt road, rebel flag flying, coon dog in the back. Truck bed loaded down with beer and a cold one in my lap. Earnhardt sticker behind my head and my woman by my side. Tailpipes popping, the radio's rocking, country boy can't survive. If you got a problem with that, you can kiss my country.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live. Give us a call here at the station at 407-448-8800. I need to slow down a little bit when I say that. If you have any questions or anything, can't get through the lines, make sure you click on the Be Heard section down at the bottom of the Profit Radio website. Click on that, opens up a microphone, only that one time, and then it just turns right off, believe me. Send us a voicemail directly from your PC, from your laptop, through your phone itself. Make sure you enable the microphone as well. You can send a voice message, comes right here to the station. I put it up, and we'll play it on the next podcast. So, Chevy Traverse. Yep, we rented a Chevy Traverse. And here's the thing, and I was talking about the screen that went up and screen that went down, or the dashboard actually went up, which was amazing. I mean, I don't know, for what it did, for the little bit that it did, it was, they spent a lot of money to have this whole dash lift up to where you can access. It's kind of like a storage, you know, when we stayed in the tiny house, and so it's kind of like storage. But one thing that was kind of funny, and this is just the evolution of technology. So let's get back to the evolution of technology as far as vehicles. And I'm not going to bore you, believe me. I'm not a gearhead by any means of the stretch of the imagination. But these are just things that I've noticed just in my time growing up. And I'll make it really, really brief, but it'll be really, really funny and interesting. Believe me. So flashback to me, Deacon, at... I almost said 10 years old. 10 years old. At 18 years old. And one of my good friends, him and his dad and himself, the two of them together through the whole summer restored a 1967 Chevy Camaro. Cherry red, stock wheels. I believe it was, leather wasn't around at the time. The interior was the black low back pleather type seats. He had a Hertz shifter, that's H-U-R-S-T, shifter on the ground, on the floor. Thing would squeal, let's put it that way. Thing would squeal. So I liked getting a ride home with him. He was kind of nerdy, you know, he was the nerdy guy with the cool 1967 Chevy Camaro. And it was cherry. I believe it had a black top with red. The whole entire thing was red with the black interior. And we are jamming Metallica. Metallica, the Injustice for All album came out. And you, if you guys are familiar with that album, that's the first album where they had the vicious double bass drums. And he had 15-inch speakers in the back. Anyways, it was a freaking... It was a chick friggin' magnet is what it was for the time. So we came squealing in our neighborhood, came off the main road. He got into third gear or whatever, downshifted, squealed the tires. And of course, because it's the neighborhood's right next to a high school, there's a sheriff or deputy sheriff standing right there, basically pulled us over. Hey, come on over. And we're like, oh shit, you know, Scott's going to get it. I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I'm playing DJ, you know, with the tape cassette kids. And officer goes, you know, he's looking through the car. He just wanted to look at the car. You know, it's one of those things. So he walks around the car and stuff. He goes, well, you know, since you came around the corner, I was standing right there. I really couldn't clock you as far as speed. So I'm going to have to give you two tickets. One ticket being reckless driving, because he did peel out coming into the neighborhood. And the second ticket is nobody has any seatbelts on. Now, I told you it was a 1967 Chevy Camaro. The law for seatbelts to be required in a vehicle did not come out until 1969. So there's the evolution of vehicles. So nobody in the car had a seatbelt on. We're sitting here spinning around, you know, doing 40 of whatnot, 50 around a corner, no seatbelts on. Didn't care. Nobody, it wasn't allowed. It wasn't required. Not that it was allowed. It wasn't required. So Scott, being the nerdy smart guy, says this is a 1967 Chevy Camaro. They did not require seatbelts to be made in this year vehicle. So the cop basically looked at him and kind of went, oh, shit, asshole. So he goes back to his vehicle, probably he didn't have Google back then, run some kind of search, calls it in, comes back and goes, well, you guys with no seatbelts need to drive a little bit more careful. All right, so that's the evolution of the 67 to 69. Seatbelts were not required. Now, of course, seatbelts are required to be made in vehicles. And fast forward to, I think, the seatbelt law came out in what year? I remember it coming out when I started driving. So seatbelts were mandatory that you had to wear them. I think in the either late 80s or the early 90s, it was mandatory for you to wear a seatbelt law. It was a second offense, seatbelt law. You know, if you got pulled over for speeding, that was the second ticket that they popped on top of you. So now they're, you know, down the road, they're getting rid of, actually Florida just passed the, I'm fast forwarding a little bit. Florida just passed, and in the last 30 days, texting and driving is now a primary offense. So there's a whole stipulation about, you know, am I looking at my Google Maps or am I texting someone? So now in Florida, they just passed a law that it is legal for the cops to pull you over if they think you're texting. Now, I say that to say this, because so in 1998, I bought a Chevy Silverado. See the pattern? Do you see the pattern here? So, and on the passenger seat had an airbag. Now we have airbags. All the cars had airbags. And I could literally, if you have a baby over at a certain age, you're supposed to put the baby in a car seat backwards, correct? Because there's more support on their spine because of their body isn't developed. Well, you have to turn that airbag off. So there's a physical button in there that you turn it off in 1998. You turn the airbag off on that side so it doesn't crush the baby and push the baby's head through the friggin' headrest. Now they've gotten rid of the button or the turn. You physically had to put your turn or you put your starter key in there and turn that airbag off. There's a sensor on the seat. So if you sit on a car after 2000, whatever, you sit on the seat, the airbag, it'll tell you to put your seatbelt on. Airbag will not deploy if there's nobody in that seat. So where I'm getting at is now, you know, people are leaving. We were talking about the people leaving dogs in the car and people breaking the glass to get the dogs out. We're coming full circle here. Believe it or not, people have left their child in their car in the back seat. Now, the back seat, not the front seat, the back seat of the car, forgot their child was locked into whatever booster seat or car carrier or anything like that. They always say that there needs to be a warning, there needs to be something in the cars because kids have died. They've sat in those car seats for 2 to 3 to 5 to 9 hours in 115 degree heat. And the parent was like, oh, I forgot I brought my child with me. I know. How do you forget to bring your child with you when you go to the store and get your cigarettes there, mama or daddy, whoever? Well, the Chevy Traverse, outside of the buttons I was hitting on my passenger seat, one of the things that we noticed, like on the second day that we had this Chevy Traverse, I'm sitting on one side. Let's say I'm in the driver's seat. My wife's on the other side. We actually got groceries. We put some of the groceries on the actual physical, there's a second row of seats behind us, on the seat. On the seat, so there was a sensor that realized that there was something sitting on that seat. There was weight being pushed down on that seat. So as soon as we opened the, opened the door and turned the car off, push button car, all these alarms go off. Beep, bing, 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 bing. And you look at the, what the hell? Did I leave the lights on? Literally, did I leave the lights on? Is the, something not closed, something not open? And on the dashboard, it actually said, check rear seats for a child on the Chevy Traverse. That's what it said. It said right there on the dashboard, on my, underneath my steering column there, or right above my steering column, where it tells you the miles per gallons and how quickly you're driving. It said, please check rear seats for a child. Didn't say children, just said for a child. And so that's the evolution of what we've gotten into. Now, the sad part is there needs to be a sensor on a car to remind you that you have a child in the back. The other ones were preventative stuff, security stuff, safety stuff, because cars don't have seatbelts. Let's put seatbelts in them. Driver has an airbag. Both passenger and driver need to have airbags. If there's a baby in the car, let's turn the airbag off. And now we have sensors that says, now we have to remind ourselves to get the kid out of the back seat because for whatever reason, your day was so busy or you're so panicky. You put Junior in the back, dressed him up. Hopefully you dressed him up in the right clothes. Oh my God, he's got a winter coat on. It's the middle of summer. But you put the child in the back and you forget. You get out of the car. You go inside with your pack of cigarettes or whatever. And you forget there's a child in the back seat. So that's the evolution of vehicles and the safety stuff that we experience. Yeah, the Chevy Traverse. Groceries in the back. Make sure you get them. Or check to make sure that there's not a child in the back. Stick around. I'm going to tell you how to make some money just for doing, or if you got, I don't want to say doing nothing. Everyone's got to do something to make money. But just if you got a little bit of free time, even a couple hours a day, you can make some pretty good money doing some of these tasks. So stick around and we'll get into that and wrap up the show. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
And now it's time for Lessons Learned with
Jason. Jesus Christ, Jay.
Howell.
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Jason Howell.
Yeah.
All right. I'm here. All right, hold on. Am I boring you? Jesus. All right, here we go.
That was a shitty song you played, by the way.
Thank you, Jay.
I didn't get whatever. No, I'm just saying, that was a shitty song. There's a lot more out there. I can actually give you the information you need.
Prophet Radio.
404-07-448-8800.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
I can't get these memories out of my mind. And some kind of madness has started to evolve.
Welcome back. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. Make sure you follow us on Patreon /Deacon Live. That's our members only section. And that gets you a lot of behind the scenes stuff. And I had one of the things that we do is called Bad Calls. And we get some salespeople, outside sales telemarketers, that call the station. And the last one, I was talking to the guy who wanted me to post something on Google, update your stuff and be the front page of Google. And I said something to the effect of, we had an elephant in this one studio and we were doing male porn or something like that. And I said, guess where the elephant's trunk was? And he's like, really? So that's available on the bad call section of Patreon /Deacon Live. I know. And I actually, I'm going to open it up. I came across a whole archive of videos when Deacon Live was just starting. We were just building the studio, and I think they're like anywhere from 5 to 8 minutes long. For those of you who upgrade your membership, those videos are available to you, and I came across 30 or 40 of them. So all those that upgrade your membership from that, you can see actual, you know, the evolution of Deacon Live, which is funny. Anyways, free time. Who's got free time? Everyone's got free time, or no one actually has any free time. But sometimes when you have free time, can I say free time one more time? Here at Deacon Live, there's a lot more than behind the podcast that we do, as you see throughout all the stuff, our social networks and stuff. But there are times where I have got a day or two, when I say a day, like a morning or an afternoon or even, you know, a mid-evening, because I have responsibilities here on the French, where I've got, you know, anywhere from 2 to 6 hours of time that I don't want to say to kill, but where you just kind of decompress and relax and just kind of thumb through the pages and find out what's going on the network and reconnect to outside. Now, for those of you that got a little bit more time on your hand, you want to make a little bit of extra money. For example, on the weekends, or if you work a, you know, Monday through Friday job, 5 a.m. to 2 p.m, your top things that you can make extra money just by doing or using your own you. Physically you. People pay you to be you. So I was thinking about doing a couple things. Now, something that I do here at Deacon Live, if you're not familiar with Fiverr, it is a freelance, how do I explain it? It's a freelance technical, I don't know how to explain it. So for example, I'll just tell you what I do. So I'm an audio engineer. For the most part, that's my shtick. That's what I do. I've got all these things that I advertise or that I do. So I've done voiceover work, edited other people's podcasts and stuff. I've created commercials. I've created openings for people's podcasts. I've done video work. I've done all this stuff. So that's what I've done on Fiverr, and that's F-I-V-E-R-R, double R at the end there. And that's Fiverr, Fiverr.com. And then you put your price out there and people can look for you, or, you know, hey, I can write a script for you, and they charge you whatever. But it's slow, but it's steady work. You know, if you're one of those people that you're really, really computer savvy and you can do, for example, writing resumes. There's people on Fiverr that can, you give them all your information. They say, okay, it'll cost you, and you can get it pretty cheap. $20 to rewrite your resume. You say, okay, cool. They rewrite your resume. You like it. Boom. You exchange money or digital money. It's actual physical money, but everything's done online. So that's Fiverr. And then everyone knows Uber. Uber, you know, you can get in your car and drive it, and people are now finding out. We're now starting to see the repercussions of people who drive for Uber. Sometimes they're crazy. They're drunk. We've seen the videos of them going, I'm drunk and hell and stuff, or get out of my car. And the reverse. You see the crazy people that get in the car Uber. So Uber, I don't know. It's kind of on the fence as far as, is it good? Is it worth your time? Is it bad? Depending on the city that you're in. Now, there's a lot of other things out there that are slowly rolling in. And I believe this helps. This helps our economy for the most part as far as getting down the unemployment rate. And there are so many things out there, and I'm going to write these down for you. So if you're out there looking for like a part-time job, you're not going to make millions doing this, but you can support your family if you work at it. And believe me, I know. Not personally, I know of people that do this on a regular basis, and now they put long hour days in. But the system, what's the old creed? The system works if you work it. As I'm drinking a beer here. So there are you ready for this? So if you want to make some extra money, and I'm not plugging anyone, I'm not sponsored by anyone doing this, there are a lot of places out there that will actually pay you to do odd things. And I say odd things, like there's a company called Tackle, T-A-K-L. And if you're a handyman, if you've got a regular handyman job and you're just barely making ends meet with your handyman service, you might want to sign up for Tackle as an extension of what you do. So, for example, and the prices are all preset, and there's no negotiation. Well, I'll pay you 30. No, I want to pay you 20. I'll give me 40. There's no negotiation. You see the price. This is what the person's willing to pay to do this job. You click yes, you click no, or pass it on. That's it. That's Tackle. There's also Shipt, S-H-I-P-T, which allows you to be a personal shopper. Now, I haven't really dived into that as far as finding out what actually stores are involved. I know that most of them, you know, depending on your area, will be supplied or be supported by Shipt. And you can be a personal shopper. Now, I read an article, I think, last year at this time, because school's letting out and teachers, for the most part, have the summer off. And they interviewed this one teacher. He physically took a whole year off from teaching. He started summer break and then worked till next summer break. He took a whole year off from teaching. And he ended up making almost $150,000, close to $130,000 to $50,000 just using one of these Shipt or Instacart or personal shopper app. So that's amazing in itself. Now, granted, he would work, he would get up at 8 o'clock. Now, he's a single dad. He'd get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and his day wouldn't stop until 8 o'clock at night. And he would do that 7 days a week. But he did it, and he made, in my opinion, a pretty good chunk of change. But there's money out there to be made. So if you got a couple hours that you can dedicate to I forget what they actually call these things, but these apps, these personal apps to make money. So I don't want to hear anything. But there's a lot of people, I can't find a job, I can't do this. Well, if you've got a certain set of skills, there's an app out there for your certain set of skills. And that's great. All you have to do, you have to work at it. That's the thing. It's not going to be handed to you on a plate. You know, hey, you want to work for me? Yes, I do. What do I have to do? Well, you have to take all that concrete and move it from over there over there. No, I don't want to do that. All right, go somewhere else. Or you get a thing on your phone that says, I will pay you, you know, on your phone. I'm looking for someone to move this concrete from here to here. And it pays X. And you go, well, I'll move concrete from here to here and make that kind of money. And you click on that, boom, you're back in business. You're back in business. So the cell phones, the personal phones, the smartphones have changed as far as the way we earn and make money. And I think that's great, especially in the summertime. You're going to see all that ramping up. Do some research. Do your research. Find out what's in your area. Out here in the fringe, we're kind of rural. And it's funny that, you know, I almost thought about doing Uber because literally I have no one in this 15 to 20 mile radius. I probably have 500 people. They're kind of old. So I'm thinking that my rates might be a little higher. And this is probably about 2 years ago. And my rates might be a little higher because I'm the only one out here and the only one that can drive a vehicle and so on. But I mean, look, you know, do some research. Of course, the metropolitan cities are going to be a little bit harder to, you know, you're fighting tooth and nail to get a job. But, you know, the outskirts, you might have to move your business or your idea, your plan outward a little bit. So that's just my advice. You know, summer's coming up. You want to make a little bit more money, a little extra money. The revenue and the apps, they're out there. There's a lot of them out there. Do some research, and they're great. So on behalf of all you guys putting up with me for the last hour, an hour and so few minutes, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening to Deacon Live. We'll be back next week. Make sure you share, support, and give us a review on your podcast, Petra. My name is The Deacon, saying goodnight and goodnight.
Wait, come back!
The absolute end!
Écoute-moi.